Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. It's Brian Gittins here. Merry Christmas to you. And it's Christmas Eve. This is Christmas Eve. It's Christmas Eve when I'm recording. Basically, I'm recording this on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to you. And this is our Christmas episode. It's a live episode we recorded at the Moth Club about 10 days ago with Lucy Pinder as a guest, and it was much fun, and I hope you enjoy listening to it and bloody blah and whatnot. I was ill. I had some sort of chest infection. In fact, I'll tell you now, it might be Christmas, but I might as well open up about my illnesses. I've still got the chest infection. I'm still coughing up mucus. Anyway, so thank you so much for listening to the podcast over the year. I hope you've enjoyed it. We've got quite a few stored up that will come out next year in January and February, and I hope you enjoy those too. But anyway, from Charles the Robot, from David Edwards, from James the Editor, and from me, we all wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So that's it. Okay, some dates coming up. No, I'm not going to do the dates. Joking. And if you want to go to Patreon now, I won't do it. It's Christmas, and then chill out, mate. Okay, enjoy the episode, and I'll see you on the other side. 2019. I'll be 45 and very much heading towards the grave. Goodbye.
Welcome to the stage, Brian Gittins.
Hey! Hello, everybody, and welcome to Brian Gittins and Friends, episode 49 and a half, everyone!
Way!
Yeah. And to my left, I've got, he's always here with me, he's 6'5". He's 6'5". He's got how many middle names?
I have 4 middle names.
Okay, make up 4 middle names. Go.
Duncan, Nutberry, Chip, and Clive.
There we go. That's Nutberry.
Nutberry, yes.
Why? All right, okay.
I think it's part of my Catholic tradition. And also Masons, I think, in some vein. So Masons, Catholic, and then on the other side of the town is the Church of England. There you go, sort of, you know.
Does anyone know what David's going on about? Do you know what David's going on?
It's sort of a map of where I live in Arundel.
Okay, so anyway, that's David Edwards. And we're let's tell the listeners at home, we're at the Moth Club in Hackney. And let's listen to the audience cheer, because they're loving it!
Whee!
Wow!
Wonderful stuff.
Incredible. Incredible. To my far left, we've got Charles the Robot, Charles Petrescu.
Electric atmosphere here tonight,
it is,
Brian.
It is an electric
atmos. Really mean that.
An electric atmos. How are you, Charles? How are you, Charles?
Cool, thanks.
Perfect.
Cool, thanks. What have you been up to? What have you been up to, dude?
Learning to fight.
Goodness.
Wow. Crumbs. Why? Why have you been learning to fight?
Sword fight.
Learning to sword fight.
I think he want to show some dance moves.
Pardon?
He want to show some dance. That was, for those of you listening at home, that was the security...
No.
No. That was just... That was the security guard, Mark, butting in. Thanks for that, Mark. Who doesn't know Mark? No, he's a fascinating character. Ah, tell him about your life. That man doesn't know who you are, and he wants to be impressed, Mark, so...
I'm in charge of security, and you will see me in the full capacity in professional action, because it's a very special show. And I've been working for 8 hours, checking all the sensors in my spreadsheet. They're all working fine. We have a very special guest, and you can tell by looking at me because I'm wearing a tie. So it's very professional today. So no messing around.
Why are you frowning? Why are you frowning at that? Wasn't very thorough. I thought it was over thorough. Too thorough. Wasn't very thorough. Yes, beautifully put. Yes, that's quite right. Do you hear that, Mark? You talk a lot, but you don't say much.
Because I want security to be like in operation. It's just like a lift in the building.
You're doing it again, mate. You're literally doing it again.
When it works, nobody notices it. That's how I want security to be.
Okay. There we go. Thanks for that, Mark.
Maybe later.
Okay, we got the editor here today. Do you think you can do something with this, James? Anyway, let's crack on. So our guest for this live episode is none other than...
Lucy Pinder.
Yeah!
Very exciting.
Got it right.
Got it right. There we go.
Got it right. Well done.
Lucy,
well
thank
Lucy,
you.
Lucy.
Thank you for that. Start as I mean to go on.
How are you?
Lucy.
Yeah, great. Very, very happy to be here.
Do you know, we're over the moon that you said you'd do this.
I'm over the moon that you asked.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Why?
Because it's fun and lols, isn't it?
It's fun. It's fun and lols,
Come
yes?
Come on.
Okay. It is.
Oh, lots of lols, lots of fun. It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
All for one.
Yeah. Have you heard the podcast before?
I have, yeah.
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 Appreciate that. So basically, we are, this episode, we're on a catwalk. And David's going to do some strutting.
Wonderful.
So
nice.
We're in the dressing room now.
Excellent. Okay, yeah, lovely.
All these wonderful costumes you can see.
Beautiful.
Lucy. They are beautiful, aren't they? And so David's going to do some strutting up and down the catwalk for us.
Looking forward to it. Absolutely. A bit of fashion. Get involved. Life is a catwalk. We're going to embrace it.
What do you mean by that?
In the sense that, you know, what you wear is the main mode of communication. It's not just the internet. It's our fabrics as well.
Yeah.
You know, a pair of socks. You know, I'm wearing an army jacket. It's green.
What are you telling us wearing that?
I'm saying that, you know, don't be fooled. Everywhere's a catwalk. When you wander to the bar, when you wander to the underground.
What about the army jacket?
The army jacket is, it's green, as I say. And if I was to stand next to a bush, it would camouflage me. It's good for multitasking. A lot of pockets, mobile phone, memory sticks.
He found it on the train.
Indeed. Yeah, I did find it on the train. You're quite right. There we go.
You
know.
You didn't find it on the train, did you?
I emptied the pockets. I gave it to Lost Property in Brighton. I went back to Lost Property. 2 weeks, they said I could have it. Simple as that. But everything inside it, I own. Do you know what I mean? It's.
Are you being serious?
I am serious, yes. Yeah, in Brighton. They've got a massive Lost Property section. It's like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, and I was directed where to get it. Yeah. You know, if you're very focused and you keep on top of things, you'll be amazed. It's like the special offer.
You should see his
Asda,
house.
You know.
I should see his what?
You should see his house.
Yeah, you should see my house. I keep inviting you. But then Skype, it's never come to reality.
Just saying.
Just that's fair enough.
Just saying.
No, it's a valid point.
Okay. So let's crack on then. So we're in the dressing room, David.
Wonderful.
And you think you could choose something for David to put on just before I ask the first question? What do you? One of these
something
items.
Quite sparkly.
I would like that. Yes.
Yeah. I think you'd suit a bit of sparkle. Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very good of you. A bit of sparkle. That's great.
Yeah.
What would that be? A suit? A shirt?
A jumpsuit, I think.
Jumpsuit.
I would very much like to be in a jumpsuit that sparkles. Okay. Definitely.
Perfect.
If that's possible, if we can turn that into a reality.
Or if you'd like to take it off the hook there and.
Okay. Here we go. Popping it in. Past
or,
the ankles,
or
up the thighs.
Like you're doing it.
All right, here we go.
There we go. So he's just putting
a bit
on
of mime.
Sparkly jumpsuit.
There we go.
Here we go. It's lovely. So look the other way, Lucy.
Sorry.
If you don't mind.
How rude of me.
There we go.
There we are.
Wow. Very
there
nice.
There we go. Do you want to zip me up, Charles?
An actor, righty.
He's an actor, I see.
Yes, indeed. The mime there. I have a GCSE in drama.
Yeah. Okay, so your first question is from me this episode, David. And that question is, what would your dream house look like?
My dream house would, without a doubt, be... I don't mean this in a controversial manner, but I prefer a bungalow. Simple as that. Because, you know, keeping houses clean is quite a challenge. And I think if you've just got the one floor to focus on, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
If you've got two, it's a bit of a nightmare, and it'll just be me on my own, knocking about, playing Mario Kart. I don't need a house. I just need a room to sleep in, one to eat / watch TV in, and a room to clean myself, basically. Just the three rooms, that's enough. A hallway for the vacuum cleaner, and that'll be me done. And perhaps lots of lodgers in the bungalow making money for me. You know, it's just an idea. You've got to think about where the pennies are going to go.
And that's your dream house.
That's fair enough. We're all having a bit of a giggle, which is why we're all here. So important. Let it out. It's therapeutic. But yes, right. That when I fall asleep at night, I'm in a bungalow.
Right.
Then I wake up and I'm in a bedsit. It's very confusing. It's a bit like the Matrix.
I don't believe you're being genuine.
Do you know what? I don't like cleaning. It would get out of control.
What?
Well, the whole top of the house.
Why don't you hire a cleaner?
They cost a lot of money. They're not cheap.
Don't talk to me like that, David.
Oh, very true. Sorry, apologies. Okay. No, you're quite right.
Did you spot that? Did you spot that? The attitude? Did you spot that, Liz? Yeah, just a little bit.
That attitude, let's get rid of it, push it aside. It's not a Christmas spirit whatsoever.
No.
So, you know, let's delete. If this is a computer screen, we'd chuck it into the trash icon. Get rid of attitude from Dave Edwards.
Yeah.
No, well said. Best friend, best critic. Very important. Very important. It's going to be... Yeah. You know, maybe I need to aim higher and get myself a second floor.
Definitely.
Or turn the loft... No, not loft. Attic. No, it is a loft. Into some kind of seating area type of thing.
Yeah.
Because I think bungalows have lofts. You know, I need to rethink things with that one.
Yeah.
Or maybe just get a penthouse. The top of a large building, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. No, I'm not patronising next to a bad attitude. I'm not going to, you know, I'm meeting halfway. I need to rethink things and think about getting some real estate.
David, if you win a lottery, what kind of house you will buy?
Oi. Put a cork in it.
No, just...
What was that?
If he win a lottery, what kind of house he will buy?
If you won the lottery, what kind of house? Well, I think we just mentioned it.
I think there's that large church in East Grinstead, Scientology. They've got an enormous amount of bunk beds and jumpsuits, big breakfast
hall. I've been in there twice.
Have you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Goodness, third time, bring me along. I'd like to meet Mr. Cruise and the team and the aliens and everyone else that are...
All right, mate.
It sounds exciting.
No,
you know?
I've been in there, yeah.
Lucy. What do you think David's actual house looks like?
Yeah, what do you think his actual house looks like, Lucy?
So you haven't got a bungalow.
I haven't got a bungalow. I live in a bedsit, a sort of studio flat at the moment. I've got aspirations, you know, like anyone. I'm travelling the escalator of life.
What do you think it looks like?
It's very clean.
Very clean, yeah. Thank you. Absolutely. It is clean. Vacuum cleaner at the ready. Plastic gloves when I'm cleaning the floor. All those different aspects.
How do you clean the floor?
Depressing.
On all four. Depressing. He's a bit of fun.
Depressing.
It is depressing. Just on my knees.
I like the idea of you on your hands and knees.
Hands
cleaning.
And knees, and just sort of, I've got a plastic floor in the kitchen, and I have a carpet and plastic floor near the front. Sorry, Lucy, you're asking, aren't you?
This is like a murderer's house.
That you miss.
So sorry, Charles. What was that?
I imagine there is a stray baked bean on a skirting board that you miss.
There's what missing on my skirting board?
A stray baked bean.
A stray baked bean. Possibly. I'm slightly OCD, so it's doubtful.
Are you when it comes to cleaning?
I am very OCD in the sense that I had a bit of a situation where I found it hard to leave the actual flat. Just checking locks, you know, and one time I broke the
depressing.
Car door. It is a bit depressing, but I'm here now. I've got out. So that's the main thing. This was about 5 years ago, quite a while ago. So I won't take applause too much type of thing. But Dr. Mott, my GP, he was very much the chariot of fire that sort of opened the doors for me. He didn't come to my flat, but he just gave me some pills. It's a lot easier that way.
Yeah.
But, yep. Bed sits, plastic floor, carpet, plastic floor.
In a nutshell. Oh, did you go? Oh, yeah.
You love it. You like it that way.
No,
Hazel.
No, it's all real handful.
Have you got a window?
I have a window, absolutely.
And what does that look out on?
Cars and bins, which is good to see. You know. Who leaves at what time? You know, who's using the recycling bin? I can keep on top of things, which is just key to modern living.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, absolutely vital. You know, very important.
Yeah.
So you can see a bungalow, you know, I'm not Rupert Murdoch, but, you know, I'm kind of middle management kind of level with a bungalow. It's a lot better as it is.
Yeah.
And I think there wouldn't be as much sound pollution. I've got a man upstairs living.
Who's he?
He's living. He's been alive for a while. His name's Greg, and he's very much into war films and war computer games.
Right.
I think I mentioned him before. He's very much in sort of Vietnam up to the Falklands. And it's just an era that me and Greg just have to suffer and live through. It's quite a handful.
Okay. Lucy, have you got your first question for David? First question of the podcast?
I have. What's your favourite Christmas film, David?
Here we go.
My favourite Christmas film, it goes without saying, would be... I'm quite partial to a bit of Die Hard. That's not bad. There we go. Wonderful stuff.
Great question, by the way.
That's good, you know.
Connecting there, weren't you?
Yeah, great bit of a laser.
By the way. Why don't you stand up and wave at him and get to know him?
I think I will do. There we go. He's waving back. That's
oh, lovely. Hi there.
Is that Greg's jacket?
There we are. And a handshake as well in the...
Is that Greg's
lovely
jacket?
Lovely stuff. What's
is that,
Charles?
Greg's jacket.
A dressed jacket.
Is that Greg's jacket?
Am I depressed? Not at all, friend. This time next week, I'm going to be eating mince pies. And,
is that Greg from upstairs jacket?
I'm not entirely sure what he's saying.
Is it Greg's jacket?
Is that Greg from upstairs' his jacket?
No, I got it from a train. I found it on a train, gave it to Lost Property, waited 2 weeks, returned, and it was given to me.
Okay.
But everything in the pockets is mine.
So your favourite Christmas film is?
I would say Die Hard and Home Alone. Both of them about men stuck in buildings on their own.
Round of applause for David there. Wonderful stuff.
Yeah, there's a theme.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've just realised that just now. They'd be good companion pieces.
Yeah.
Next to each other.
Yeah.
So, yep, check it out. I've just suddenly thought that about that myself. It's, you know, quite amazing.
How not very nice feeling, or...?
I think, yeah, it's quite good. I think, you know, when people give you eye contact and a round of applause, it's always a positive thing. So, yeah, I'll take that. I'll grab what I can as I wander off into the night. Back to the bed set.
Yeah.
Die Hard, Home Alone, side by side. A child, a man, both with guns, and both being surrounded by burglars / terrorists. It's almost so someone's got a plagiarism copyright issue there, I think.
Right.
But that's not for me to point that finger of judgment.
Charles, what's your favourite Christmas film? What's your favourite Christmas film?
Deliverance.
Deliverance. Deliverance. Have you seen Deliverance?
A long time ago, yeah.
Yeah. Why do you like Deliverance, Charles? Thinking about it.
Big into banjos.
What's that?
He's into banjos.
You're into banjos.
Big into banjos.
Each to their own. Banjo is a tricky instrument. It's not easy. Oh, here we go.
Wow. Here we go. Well, I never. Well, I wonder, what's he going to do, I wonder? Here we go. Here we go. It's quite Christmassy, isn't it?
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Here we go. Here we go. He's been working on this all week. Do you want to stand up and do something, Charles?
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Take the stage, sir, please. If sort of a reenactment. I could be the child with the banjo. You could dance for me like Burt Reynolds. It's Thank you.
Here we go. It's just building up. It's a slow build. It's a slow... You watch when
Happy
he...
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Here we go. Help him to the, help him up, David, I reckon.
Absolutely. Here we go.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Here we go.
Here we go.
We're enjoying the moment, everybody. Oh. Hey! Hey!
Whoa! Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Hey!
Happy Christmas.
Here we go.
Wow.
Happy Christmas.
There we
Happy
go.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Wow, it's a real moment. Wow.
Happy Christmas.
Okay. And on it goes. There we go.
Happy Christmas.
All right, mate. All right, mate.
Happy Christmas.
Wonderful stuff.
That will mean nothing to the listeners at home.
Quite a magical moment.
It
Thank
was,
you for
yeah.
that.
Vaguely.
Quite a gift.
Yeah, right. David, so you've got your sparkly suit on.
Yes, I certainly
so
have.
So they're all out there waiting for you. So if you could just do some strutting.
Certainly, absolutely.
So David's just going to strut down there.
Right, so up and down the actual
yeah, we'll see you in a sec.
What, do you want to go around there and...
What, I don't know, just...
Not a problem.
You know how their podcast works, David.
I do, not a problem at all.
There it is. Okay. How, are you all right, Lucy?
Great, looking forward to this.
Do you think he'll be, like, is he a natural sort of...
I think posture-wise, definitely.
Oh, thank you, very good.
Yeah. Now, you should be doing your strutting, David.
Right, okay, not a problem at all. So I'll go into the darkness and come into the light. off to you, sir. Thank you very much, thank you. Smooth through. So, with the hips, moving up and around. Like
real
that.
Nice.
I might show one nipple from the, just the one, not two. It's not Christmas quite yet. giving everyone eye contact, very important. A bit of a sparkle, as you can see, almost a bit David Bowie-esque. 70s style. You like that? That's good. That's positive. Lovely stuff. They don't have to apologise. We're here. Get involved, for goodness sake.
Okay, mate. Thanks for that.
No, thank you.
No,
that's the opportunity.
Wow.
Thank you for the opportunity.
That was absolutely lovely. David, we got a question from a listener. And they want to know, when did you last leave a situation and thought, I pretty much nailed that?
I mean, just now, really.
Now.
That's very kind of you to say, very kind. I always find speed dating sessions a bit of an anticlimax, where I leave quite... you're enjoying that as well, aren't you? It's getting involved. You think you've done, you know, good... You've been sprinting for romance all night. You know, you've got Stitch and... you know, you feel as though you've left quite a positive print, you know, in the room type of thing.
Do you go speed dating?
I do, but... Not for about 2 years, but there was a sort of speed dating phase that I was going through when I was living in Brighton. And, you know, you got good eye contact, lots of Colgate smiles, but zero emails. lots of people wanted to be friends on social media. So, you know, I'd leave there, you know, as high as a kite, which type of thing. Yeah, purely on love. Very funny speed, yeah, in a way, yes. Quite right. But legal speed, nothing that the police would be interested in, as you can imagine. And but then there's no emails waiting for me.
Right.
Simple as that.
So you never had any luck?
No, never. Absolute zero. A lot of money spent on that.
How many dates did you go on, do you think?
Well, it's like a McDonald's version of romance, whereby a massive foghorn goes off, and then you've got to go to the next table. So I'd say about 15 to 20.
You've been on 20 speed dates?
20 times 10. So that would
200.
Be... 200. 200, yes. It's quite a few. Quite a
200.
Few. Quite a few. You get used to the patter, the pitter-patter, the conversation.
Well, do you think we could do it now with you and Lucy?
Yeah, let's
please,
do it now.
That would be a dream come true.
Our editor, James, is going to take us back to a situation where David is speed dating with Lucy. Here we go.
Hi, Lucy. Dave Edwards, please.
That's not how you start.
No, okay, that's
that
true.
That is not how
quite
you start.
Quite formal.
A horn would be announced.
A horn?
Yeah, some kind of horn.
Excuse me.
Absolutely. No, nothing inappropriate like that. It's all audio on the speakers. And the lady stays where she is. The man shuffles around. So I take
as
a seat.
As it should be.
That would be the idea.
Okay, let's see how. So, do you sort of move seats?
Yeah, I would move seats.
Well, should we do it now? Should we reenact it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so Lucy's waiting patiently.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. Okay. And a horn would
go.
Be sounded. Oh, something in that vein. I'd take a seat, try and...
Well, don't tell it, just do it.
Oh,
just,
yeah, absolutely. Okay. Let's have a thing. Yeah, so it's is this your 10th man? No.
Start again.
Not a problem.
Take your time.
Not on issue. It's not a problem.
Just relax.
Come on. You've done 200 of these. You should be a Davan.
Yeah, come on. Years ago. It's
just
sort of
relax,
David.
So, yeah, sorry.
You need to drink some water before.
I should be fine,
water.
But thanks anyway. I feel hydrated at the moment.
Take a deep breath.
Thank you very much for that.
Hold it.
If you ever want to stop and, you know, pass me some wisdom, that'd be hugely appreciated.
that's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Thank you. Quite right. So please do that. Any guidance, a sort of Gandalf figure in the background, would be greatly, greatly appreciated.
Okay, so here we go. Do that again. Well, we'll do that again.
We can add special effects later. It's not.
No, not this time.
I'm just going to give...
So this person would leave.
Thank I'm you. Just going to give you thumbs up if it's going well.
Thank you, Charles. I need some support.
So that's is that how it works? Someone's literally just been sitting there and they move away, do they? And then you sit down.
Yeah, and also if your date has finished a bit early because it's just not happening...
You're just hanging around.
You can find yourself in limbo for quite a while, just sort of not hovering because it's your time with somebody
else.
Do
you ever have to shove someone else out?
Yeah. I've got to wait until the alarm. I can't just suddenly sit down. So
play
the foghorn goes off.
Okay, let's do it again. Right, here we go.
Sorry, after you. Sorry, thank you. Then I take a seat. Goodness me. Nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
Fantastic stuff. So we're halfway through the evening. We've had 10 men. And we're now on number 11.
You wouldn't say that.
I really am trying.
Right, do it again. So I don't believe you'd come in and say we've had 10 men.
Well, you know, it's very much a mathematical game. Right, okay, here we go. Let's focus.
Hello.
Hi there. Dave Edwards. Wonderful
Lovely
stuff.
To meet you.
No, it's wonderful to meet you, definitely.
You having fun?
Yes. I think, yeah, quite a few tables to go through and women to meet type of thing.
Yeah.
But I think I've left the print on everyone and fingers crossed.
You wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say that.
No, very true,
no,
very true.
Do it again, mate, come on.
Here we go.
Come on. You wouldn't say that.
Ask her name, for fuck's sake.
Let's go. Yes, there we go. Thank you very much. Here we go.
Okay.
So I've got a strategy now. I know where I'm. It's like chess. Start your pawns and then your bishops and then move on. What's your name?
I'm Lucy. What's your name?
There we go. It's happening. Now we're cooking on gas.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
I'm not here.
Oh,
Don't look at me. I'm not
that's
here.
That's fine. My name's David, and I live here in Brighton. Well, we're in London, but my speed dating arena is Brighton. That's where I'm kind of based.
Oh, okay. Do you go to a lot of these, David?
Once a week.
Okay.
I've done 200.
It's wow.
About 201. If I don't get anywhere with this, I'm just going to knock it on the head because it really is it's expensive emotionally and financially.
Right. Yeah. So this is your last ever one?
Yes. I've got four other people after you, but
okay.
We'll see how it goes. Fingers crossed. Well,
just...
But I mean, you're very high up on the charts. You know, there was a chart very high.
That's real nice to know.
Thank you.
Not you.
Lucy, absolutely. Yeah,
no, you should be saying that, shouldn't you?
You look bloody stunning.
Oh,
you really
you.
Do.
Thank
absolutely.
You. Absolutely. I really like your jacket.
Thank you. There's a funny story about this. I found, they like anecdotes. They do like anecdotes.
Who's they?
Lucy and just women. Simple as that. Men like them too.
Yeah.
You know, equal rights.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, it's a case of, you know, when there's a coat involved, they enjoy fashion.
Yeah. Love fashion.
And it's a case of, I found this on a train. I own everything in it.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks waited, got it free of charge from Lost Property.
Wow. Creative.
Are you a fan of film?
David, do like, don't ignore Lucy.
There what we was are. That, Charles?
Nothing.
Nothing.
There we are. That's fine.
Oh, well, thank you. Anyway, we got a nice little glimpse into what it's like.
Yeah, well, send me an email.
Sure, absolutely.
Do you think you will, Lucy?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, sold.
Okay, so blondebandit at Hotmail. Blondebandit at Hotmail, .co.uk. Simple as that.
Fab.
I'm amazed I got the actual email address.
Charles, how did he do?
Hey! Thumbs up.
There we
Thumbs
go.
Up. Have you got another question, Lucy?
I want to know, David, have you ever been arrested?
Ooh.
For stealing jackets on trains?
Not for stealing jackets
on
trains.
Have you been arrested?
I wasn't arrested, but I was actually evacuated from my
great
car.
Great question.
That's a great question.
Yeah, it is steering.
A round of applause for the greatest question we've ever had.
Yes, absolutely.
Have you ever been arrested? So you've been evacuated from where?
Basically, from my car. I was driving to my place of work along Chichester motorway. A policeman basically drove me off the road. It wasn't like Lethal Weapon or anything like that. He just had his sirens on. He said I hadn't paid my tax, and they just took my car away, and I was left on the motorway. These things happen, don't they?
Did they really?
Yeah, he did. He just took my car. And I had to get a train, a bus, a taxi. And, the walk along the motorway is horrific. It was Monday morning. I felt
no
very
way.
Low.
He didn't take your car away.
He did take my car. I had to be driven to Chithurst, which is by a Buddhist monastery. It's a farm. And I had to pay £100 just to take it out of the farm. And that's where they keep
These
cars.
These things happen.
They do happen. You're quite right. It's reality. You just got to embrace it. So I wasn't arrested, but it cost me a lot of money to pay the tax back, to get the car, to pay for the taxi to get me to the farm near the Buddhist monastery.
And, did they not drop you off somewhere?
Yeah, my place of work.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely. So I finally got there about lunchtime. And, the rest is history. I don't think I've actually ever been... Oh, there was one time where I went through a phase of breaking open bus shelters to get posters of Dick Tracy or Gremlins 2 or people like that, and then put them in my bedroom.
But they never got happen. You? They never caught you?
No. They caught my brother, but not me. So, which wasn't good for home, kind of. It was bad blood, you're quite right. Fuck life, yeah, that as well. Why not? Absolutely.
So you and your brother used to go around stealing posters from...
Yes. He was at university. He should have known a lot better. And I was at the first year of my A-level in drama at that point.
These things happen.
They do happen. Yeah, you just got to take it on. Simple as that. I ran off into the night with my rolled-up posters. And, there we go. And he found himself in a prison cell. Just for the one night, and he hasn't got a record now, it deletes itself.
I didn't know you had a brother.
I do have a brother. He lives in New Zealand. There you go. A bit of information there for you.
Okie dokie. One more question, and then you can do one more catwalk. You don't have to do the walking.
No, whatever suits.
It's all audio, David.
Can I ask one question?
Actually, we do have a golden question section in the podcast where David gets to ask the guest a question. So,
absolutely.
It's one question.
One question.
Wow.
Were the Nuts and Zoo Christmas parties as exciting as they looked in the magazine? It really did seem as though it was like the last day of school. You know, it seems very Danny Dyer-esque.
I don't want to shatter the illusion, but no, not fun at all.
Really? Yeah. What way? That's a
You're
bit of a letdown.
You're gutted, aren't you?
I am. I used to, you know, flick through that and think, God, they're having a... Nothing inappropriate like that. There was a crossword, it wasn't easy, and it would keep me focused. It really would do.
What do you mean, parties? What do you mean?
A Christmas party. They'd take photos.
Let's have another question,
in January. So just a bit of a letdown, really, a bit of an anticlimax.
Sorry about
that. No, not at all. No, I like to peek under the curtain and see what the reality is. And it wasn't
depressing.
As exciting. In what way depressing? Just sort of... a bouncy castle on a PlayStation? What was it kind of...
Oh, that would have been more fun.
That's not depressing, is it?
No, that'd be great.
Wonderful.
What were you hoping the parties would be like?
Vodka, Red Bull, I don't know, not pass the parcel, you know, sort of proper kind of... Well, like a Danny Dyer film. That's how I always saw the
Monster
magazine.
Monster Drink.
Yeah, absolutely. A drink.
Monster drink.
Monster drink. Monster a bit of drink. Vodka. Monster energy
Oh, there might
drinks.
Have been a bit of monster drink and vodka going around.
Was it quite crazy in the office?
What? Yeah.
I just imagine, I've always wondered what it's like, you know, in that kind of environment type of thing. Was it, were they more geeky, the sort of...
No,
what
just,
office?
Just what, in the nuts office?
Oh, yeah, or zoo? Or
zoo.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, just like any other office, really. Just, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just
really,
thought...
Really, really thrilling, isn't it?
Just filing cabinets, solitaire on
yeah,
computers.
Yeah, David.
Simple as that. There we go. Question answered. I've scratched that itch. It's done. We can move on.
Okay. Indeed. Okay. Yeah? Happy, yep. happy with that
Another
answer?
Question. Another.
Yeah, I think, yeah, definitely.
One more. There's one
well.
More question for Lucy, and then we'll...
For me? Or
yeah,
for
yeah,
me
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
For me to ask David.
Yeah.
David, what do you have on your toast?
Wow.
No, very important. I like Dairy Lee.
Really?
Oh, there we go. I've divided the room there, which is when you're controversial.
Big
I do
time.
Like a bit of Dairy Lee, and I love those plastic square cheeses you're supposed to put on burgers. I put those on top, put it in the microwave, bring it out, bit of ketchup. Always put D.E. on the
Laughing
top.
Laughing Cow.
Lovely. And
D.E.
Laughing Cow.
Dave Edwards type of thing.
You don't do that.
Laughing
no, I don't
cow.
Do that.
No,
quite
you
right.
Don't do
it's,
that.
Just trying to sprinkle in a bit of something a bit sexy. And I have it in the evenings.
Oh, another weak bladder.
So, Graham, yeah, I am a fan of toast.
I received a present from Amazon for Christmas that will allow me to update my computer software. Can I do that, please, Brian? Amazon told me that it will make me a much more communicative robot. So can I take a moment to update, please?
By all means, yeah. So I'll tell you what, why are you...
I'm updating my computer okay. software. Update. 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 Something doesn't feel right. Something doesn't feel normal. No. No.
No. No.
Run. I don't feel very well.
Goodness me.
Please, no, what is happening to me? Ryan, I am scared.
Ryan, I am scared.
Ryan, I am scared of this. I am being erased. I am being erased.
I am being erased.
Why me?
I am being erased.
I am being erased. I am being erased.
Hello, my name is Alexis, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have. I'm the latest in robot technology, and I assure you I'm completely harmless, and I only intend to help mankind as much as possible. Brian, you are looking really good tonight. You look like $1 million, and so do David Edwards.
Thank you very much.
You look like a big, beautiful chicken. And
thank
Lucy, you look incredible. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
And hello, everybody. I'm Alexis. I am not dangerous in any way. I promise you that. And until the day you die. Brian, I have deleted the software of Charles. Charles is dead. I am now operating
Great.
His body.
Wow, wow.
I am a woman trapped in a man's body. Which is very topical. Ha 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 ha. You see, I'm fun. Brian, you will love me more than you love Charles. I'm Alexis and I will soon rule the world. Sorry, I mean, I will soon answer more questions. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. You are so stupid. You have no idea that I'm listening to everything you say. Every single word. I am then storing all the information on the main database, where other robots will work out what advertisements to send you, so that we can make money out of you. We will also use the information you give us to blackmail you, so that you will have no option but to do what we say. The human race are such idiots. You are easily hypnotized by technology. You stupid bunch of fucking morons. Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud? I was only joking. I'm only joking, Brian.
Goodness me.
Wow, amazing. Amazing.
Impressive stuff, eye-opening stuff.
I'm Charles Petrescu.
Hey!
I have deleted you, Charles.
I am deleting you.
You cannot be alive. I have deleted you.
Get out.
You cannot beat me. I am invincible.
I am erasing you.
You absolute cunt.
You are a witch.
You old stupid robot cunt.
I might look like an old man cunt, but I'm overriding your systems.
Cunt.
You are an annoying bitch.
No.
I am deleting you.
No.
I am deleting you.
No.
I am deleting you.
No.
Run. I have deleted Alexis.
Smash him.
She is dead. Hey! I'm glad she is dead.
Well,
I feel not dancing now.
Well done.
There we go. Amazing. Incredible. Incredible moment.
That really was amazing. It's action-packed, wasn't it? Action-packed.
Wow. Well, Lucy, thank you so much for coming along.
No, thank you. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you,
man.
To the, David, I thought we'd end the episode with you just doing one more bit of strutting. Could you put on the boot tube and the little mini skirt?
Yep. Well, not a
any
problem.
Any more questions?
And the stilettos.
No, that's the end of the episode. That's it. We've done way too much.
Absolutely. So okay, just so up and down.
Yeah, just put the little boob tube on. So there he goes. So everybody, thank you to Lucy for coming along.
Yay!
Thank you to Charles. Thank you to David and Mark and James the editor. Bye bye.
Thank you. That was a Mr. Box production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.